Oh, hi there. This is the Prison Pen Pal podcast from penpals.buzz, Big Steve and Daisy. And we thought we'd brighten things up for the holidays. You know, we do an awful lot of shows about the harsh realities of the criminal justice system and life in prison. And, well, we thought we'd change it up. So we'll be talking today to Zach Lopez, Boise, Idaho. He's going to be sharing his Christmas traditions from the prison there in Boise, what he eats, what happens during the holiday time. But right before we get to Zach, we've got Patrick and Melissa Cloud. Patrick was a former PenPals.buzz member who recently took his profile down because he met the love of his life, Melissa. And they'll be joining us live via prison telephone right here on the podcast. In fact, it looks like they're calling in right now. 888-273-6725. Patrick and Melissa Cloud. We're so excited to have them on the show, Daisy. Are you guys there? Hello.
We're here, live and present.
I'm so glad we could get you both on too at the same time. That's awesome. So I'll just back up here briefly. So Patrick, you got on to penpals.buzz, and this was probably, what was it, March, April, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
And at some point, Melissa, you saw his ad?
Yes, I did. I actually seen it and I like shared it with one of my girlfriends, and I was like, what do you think? And I kind of pondered on it for a little bit, and then I ended up reaching out to him.
What was it about his profile in particular, you know, out of the 1,000 or so that are on the site, what struck you when you saw his profile?
I think mainly his biography that he had written. It was just so well written, and just everything that he was looking for. I had reached out to him, and then he had called me one night, and I was actually at work. I'm a nurse. And so I was working and I couldn't answer. And then literally the next day I had, you know, I told him, I said, call me on my, you know, you can call me on my way home from work. And pretty much since then we've been on the phone nonstop.
We just started opening up. She shared with me kind of her story, things about her prior relationships and like where she was at in her life. And I told her where I was at in my life, what I was looking for. And there was just like this moment of just complete transparency between the both of us. And in that, we just found out how well we connected. It was almost like we were meant for each other. I'm just excited to say that penpal.buzz changed my life because it introduced us to each other and brought us into each other's life.
It's just so nice to hear stories like yours. And in particular, Melissa, you sent an email and you signed it Melissa and Patrick Cloud. I mean, I don't want to jump the gun, but so you guys got married?
It's exactly what it looks like. Yeah, we're actually.
Are you
it's
really?
Exactly what it looks like. She's my fiance. She's my fiance at this point, and we're actually working on the marriage process. But she's Mrs. Cloud for sure.
No third party calls are allowed.
We'll just pretend we didn't hear that, Melissa. What made you decide one day? Because we have a lot of people out there, a lot of them are hesitant to start up looking for pen pals on penpals.buzz. What was it that made you decide, hey, I think I'm going to, you know, look for a prisoner to write?
I was just, you know, kind of scrolling through, like you had brought up like the whole, you know, a lot of people don't have people that write them or, you know, talk to them. So I was like, just kind of scrolling through different pen pal things, you know, and on Facebook. And my best friend of like 25 years, she's like, Melissa, what do you have to lose? You know, just message him, go for it. Like, he's your type, you know? And so I took a leap of faith. And like I said, the moment we talked, like that night, I knew that we had this connection. Like, he was so easy to talk to and share, you know, my life experiences. I've been through a lot of things in my life, and to be able to have somebody that was willing to listen and, you know, be there for me. And
I remember like hearing her voice for the first time, and I was like, man, like there was just something about her voice.
Then just our journey since then, like being able to meet him in person for the first time was probably one of the craziest things I've ever done, in my entire life.
Amazing. It was so amazing though.
Man, how did that go down? How long did it take before you got that approved and you were able to see him?
I had a video visit with him prior. So, but in person would have been in July was the first time we had met in person. And I flew out to Washington, and I was scared, but the moment he walked into the visiting room, it was like we were the only people. We were standing there. We actually had people around us that I had made friends with other prison lives prior to going out there that said, you guys seemed like you had been in together for years. Like, and it wasn't our first time meeting, but it was literally like we had known each other forever.
So I know in Washington, I think, is it one of those states that does, is it like those special visits?
The special visits?
Yeah.
Now, how does that work? Do you have to actually have the marriage before that can happen? Or can you just show up and be like, hey, I'm here for Melissa?
I wish.
Unfortunately, that's not how it works. There is a pretty extensive process that you have to go through. And you do have to be legally married. It has to be on paper. And it's you have to go through a planning for it and do it. There's a whole screening process. And you actually have to be married for like a year before any of that can transpire.
Who proposed to who here? How did this go down? Was this in the visit?
Yeah, no, she definitely proposed. She asked me to marry her. No, I'm kidding.
This is just something that, when you know. And
it was just something that we both felt, the energy, just something that we made that decision together, really. And we just know that we want to spend the rest of this journey and our lives together.
Should we play this, Daisy?
We're gonna spread our wings.
I want to play a little something for him. You think is should we just get him prepared? Let's get him prepared for this. Here, I want to just get him. We'll get him prepared here.
Hey.
I love her dress, Daisy. Don't you? Isn't that nice? I won't play the whole thing. It goes on for a while. I'm so excited for you guys. It's awesome that you guys called. I was sad when we had to take your profile down, but I get it. You probably don't want a bunch of women writing to your man there. Where do you live, Melissa, compared to where Patrick is?
I'm in South Dakota. I do have a place in Washington, so I'm kind of back and forth right now.
Nice.
How much longer do you have, Patrick, before you're out?
My ERD is until 2030, so I have about 5-6 years left.
For the women that are out there, Melissa, that are kind of on the fence thinking, should I or shouldn't I do this? What would you say to them?
I would say just take the leap of faith and just try it. Like I said, you have nothing to lose. I what happens if it is the love of your life? That's what I kept telling myself. Like, what happens if this guy, this Patrick guy is the one? And
I've been there and I've seen this a million times, like friends and family, like, what the hell are you thinking? You know, just don't listen to that. Don't listen to those negative people in your life that are going to try to bring you down.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, and I've dealt with that with my family, and I have literally had to block it out. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's about my happiness. And Anthony is full circle, literally my best friend. Yeah, I don't regret any of it at all. I would not change anything.
I hope you'll keep in touch and let us know, maybe some honeymoon pictures down the road, or, you know.
Absolutely. The other thing, there's something I would like to say, you know, really just in defense of your service and everything that you provide, you know, like really at the end of the day, you guys facilitate, you guys just act as a facilitator. So like people can't get to, like, I understand people's frustration because they want to get on and, you know, they're looking for whatever they're looking for. But, you know, it's not on you. It's not on you guys as far as like connections that don't work, this and that.
No, yeah. I mean, normally we get some inmates that are super bummed that they haven't found anybody.
But that's just really not on you guys. So, but I do appreciate, you know, because I know you guys can only do so much within your capacity and you're doing everything that you can.
Daisy's here 24 hours a day, Monday through Saturday, for real. I mean, and then I'm here sometimes too. So we can't do any more than we're doing. And I think I'm going to just tell people, and I know I've been calling you Patrick's your name on the site, but Anthony, I guess, is what you'd prefer. But I tell everybody, just Just be more like Anthony if you want to, you know, get married and find the love of your life. Maybe act more like he does, because when you're so angry and negative, when you're like, why don't you ever write me, you know, blah, blah, blah. Maybe the women aren't so into that anymore, you know.
I would say, too, really just a lot of it is in principle. Like, you can't give up. Like, you really can't. You got to be persistent, and you got to know what you're looking for, and you might, you know, run into some setbacks and challenges like in anything in life. But I really believe that if you put your heart to something and you pursue it until it comes into manifestation, like, you're going to find it. Just don't ever give up.
And I always tell the inmates, like, sometimes you just have to be patient and allow, you know, for the right person to come in, as opposed to rushing things and maybe, you know, not finding what would be your better half. But this is a positive story. This is a really good one. And I hope that it inspires a lot of other inmates to stop being so mad and to just be patient, most of all.
Because it's not our fault, you know?
Yeah.
It's not. Right. It hurts my feelings.
I would add to that, too, is like, just as an incarcerated individual, like, I went through a long time, because I've been down for 10 years. But a lot of it was dedicated to developing the person that I am. And so, like, figure out, like, what kind of woman you want and determine, like, man, what kind of man do I think that kind of woman is looking for, and like, become that and make intentional choices, like, be able to develop that value in yourself. So when she shows up, like, you're ready to give her something worth investing in.
Yeah. Here I am.
Yeah, there you are. Found you.
Hey, she showed up.
I found you.
Melissa.
Yeah, and I was ready.
You guys, it's been really great hearing from you. I appreciate you calling in and just sharing.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Letting us hear your love for each other and everything. It definitely brightens us up for the holidays. Even with that heavy breathing in the phone.
I know.
I said, damn, he must really love her.
Can you guys edit that out? Or is that staying in there?
No, well, I don't know. It sort of adds to the story a little. You guys have a great Christmas and happy New Year to both of you. And definitely check in with us.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Only great thing.
Feeling lonely this holiday season? Maybe a pen pal, like me, can cheer you up. Write to penpals.buzz. P.O. Box 456, Anderson, California, 96007. Or email help@penpals.buzz.
Hi, Daisy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am doing all right.
You know, you called us just in time for the Christmas show, which is super exciting, because I've wanted to learn more about, you know, what actually goes down at Christmas time when you're locked up. But at the same time, kind of on the flip side of that, I always feel bad asking, or you know, we write a lot of letters or emails to our customers and saying, like, hey, happy holidays. Hope your Christmas is great. And then when I say something like that, I always feel like maybe that's rude, or, I mean, because I'm sure it's not great. But then what else do we say? Like, I hope your holidays are not shitty.
Right.
So what?
Nope, I completely understand.
What's a Christmas like? What's a holiday like for you in there, Zach? This is Zach Lopez, by the way. Sorry, we didn't even introduce you. Zach, is it Zach or Zachary?
Usually Zach. Zachary is kind of when I'm in trouble. You know, if my mom uses my full name, you definitely know you messed up.
Zachary Lopez! She's probably been... She
uses my middle name sometimes, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's even worse there.
So when you got arrested, you were probably Zachary for a while.
For quite some time, yeah. And then eventually she gave me a nickname. And now she's just calling me by that nickname. So I'm like, all right, I think I'm in a little bit in her graces now.
Oh, good. What were you saying right before you called in, Daisy? We were talking about Christmas, and you said you heard they do.
I don't know if it would be like a potluck, or everybody pitches in, and like usually the guy that knows how to cook the best. I've heard they do like homemade tamales.
So that is pretty spot on. A lot of people here, you'll have certain groups that hang out, and you'll see a lot of people kind of preparing a little bit earlier in the month. You know, sometimes the groups will consist of 4 or 5 people. And they'll make, like, nachos. I have had some of the tamales. And it just depends what people are feeling that day. You know, sometimes the general spreads where they use ramen. And yeah, you'll definitely see a lot of that, especially on the Christmas day. That's when everybody's cooking.
Do you have microwaves in there?
We do, yes. Okay. Well, for the amount of people we have, there's two. So it might be a little jam-packed on Christmas Day. So we'll see how that turns out.
For the masa, right? For the tamale. Is that what Daisy masa?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I just went to this tamale festival in Palm Springs, but I didn't learn the technical terms for everything.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, masa.
But I've heard that some of the inmates will take a bag of tortilla chips and, like, step on it, grind it down into like almost a powder, and then mix it with hot water.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty spot on. I mean, a lot of people, they have different methods with it. I mean, sometimes they'll mix some seasoning in there. They'll step on the tortillas. I mean, now we have white corn tortilla chips, so they're a little bit smaller, so those have been working a lot better. And then they do have, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of it, menudo, a mix. They have menudo mix in here, dry powder, and that adds a lot more flavor.
Do you do the menudo thing?
Yeah. Menudo or pozole.
I was at this...
Yep.
I was a kid, and we had just seen Menudo, the band, as part of my graduation night for high school. It was at Disneyland. And so that's what I knew of Menudo back then. And then I was driving by this restaurant, and it said Menudo this Sunday. And I was like, oh, sweet, man. I'm going to go check them out. They were so good at Disneyland. And I get there, and then it was like tripe, and yeah, it's an acquired taste.
I'm sure definitely was a shocker.
I'm sure for your menudo, it's pork skins.
Yeah, so we'll do the pork rinds. I think intermix in there. Got the menudo seasoning, and I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, I haven't personally cooked it myself. However, I've seen people in here cook it, and it's not quite menudo, but it's pretty good. It definitely hits the spot.
What about like overall attitudes in there around the holidays? Do you see guys that are feeling like more down because they can't be around family, or are they happier? What do you normally see in there?
It just depends on like kind of people that are here. If you got someone who, you know, freshly comes in, they're going to be, you know, a little more depressed. And you got someone who maybe has done this for quite some time, it's just like clockwork. You know, you're just taking it one day at a time.
I can see that. You're thinking like, oh man, if you've been in there a while, you're thinking, man, I watched Jingle All the Way for 17 years on TBS.
You focus on that day. You know, you look at, okay, hey, we're going to do this big dinner. You know, you look towards that. Uh-huh. You know, and reach out to family, wish them the best. It just depends on the person, really. But so far, I mean, it hasn't been too bad.
Do people get more money?
Most definitely, yeah. Okay. You see that a lot frequently around these times.
In the chow hall, you know, are they making you like a gourmet ham and sweet potato dinner, or...
So Christmas Day, or most of the holidays, or I think almost every holiday they have in here, like major holidays, they'll do some sort of meal and a little bit added with lunch. So I believe for Thanksgiving, they did turkey, some mashed potatoes, kind of made some sort of stuffing, pumpkin pie, and then cranberry sauce, I think. And then for Christmas, they're doing ham and turkey, doing the stuffing again, cranberry sauce, and then I believe another pumpkin pie. So just adding a little bit more for us, and they do that pretty often with big holidays like that.
Daisy, what's your favorite of all those foods he listed? Like, if you were,
I would say pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah, that's my ultimate thing.
Do you do the whipped cream?
Or, yeah.
Yeah. You like the real whipped cream? You just get the in the can thing.
Oh. I get both.
Because I was thinking, like, if we were there in the chow hall with Zach right now. It would be awkward, I mean, to have a woman in the chow hall with the other guys, but I might trade you my pumpkin pie for like a small piece of a little bit of turkey, maybe?
Okay. I'm not such a fan of turkey, and so I'd probably accept it.
Okay. I love that.
I don't blame you. It's pretty dry. It can get pretty dry in here. I mean, you're having a hard time kind of choking it down, even with the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, and you have to wonder, you're out at rec, and you don't see those pigeons and those pigeons walking around anymore, and you got to wonder, like, just makes you wonder.
You're like, exactly, like, oh, unique flavor. You're like, well, I mean, it's not bad. I guess I could eat this on the house.
What do you do in your family, Daisy? Do you celebrate, like, the night, like, Christmas Eve, or do you do Christmas Day?
We do Christmas Eve, so it's always, like, tamales, and we'll do, like, it's like a Mexican drink, like champurrado. Super good. And then we'll do some kind of like pastry, like a flan or a tres leches cake. And then we'll like wait till 12, of course. And then, of course, Christmas Day, we just relax pretty much from the night before.
So, Zach, so, man, so how much longer do you have in there? I saw 2033, but do you got like a chance of parole before that? Or what's your plan for that?
Yeah, so that's kind of like if I did a top out, but my parole eligibility is February 25th of this upcoming year. So the absolute soonest could be around that time. If anything, the next year in August, I have to do a self-initiate process, just cause I already saw the parole board here and, there might be a good chance of, you know, being around that February, March timeframe. If not, then I got maybe since January, 7 more months. You know, it's not too long, but I mean, in here every day can get longer or shorter depending on how you do your time.
Man, I hope you can get out soon. I mean, it would be great if you're out for next Christmas, at least. And then,
yeah, most definitely.
Your mom can start calling you Zach again, and you guys can do your thing. So you've lived in Idaho pretty much your whole life, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Because I see you love all those Idaho things. You like motorcycles, camping, hiking, fishing, snowboarding. You can do all that. In Idaho, it's cool because you got like the summer with that outdoor stuff. Then you got the snow in the wintertime. So, by the way, if you go to Zach's, profile, it's penpals.buzz/inmate/Zachary-Lopez-2. It's cool. You can see a picture of you on the motorcycle. It's yellow. The cops can see you coming miles away, so they'll know you're going the speed limit. And some great pictures of you and. In your profile, you mentioned that you like dubstep, Kygo, Alan Walker. That all made sense. And then I see Charlie Daniels and Jason Aldean, and I think, damn, this guy's like, he's got eclectic taste in music. You like it all.
Yes, very much. I much enjoy even classical music as well, believe it or not. It helps me concentrate, focus, and sometimes you just want to hear different stuff, you know. If you're maybe in an energetic mood or, you know, maybe even a little frustrated, you put on the dubstep, maybe you have some EDM or melodic music, and it sometimes takes that off, and sometimes you just need to get a little fashion with that country.
I think once you're in there, your taste in music kind of expands, I would assume. Because I heard you guys, do you guys have like radios in there or something like that, or like an app on a tablet?
Yeah, so we have tablets in here now. I mean, you can purchase games on top of it.
Oh, nice.
You can purchase movies. And they're directly, I mean, you have to purchase them, of course. But yeah, on here, you buy every song, you can buy albums. So it's really kind of specific artists you like. And that kind of narrows it down. I mean, you won't have everything from every artist, but they do have a good collection. Like, I mean, I've typed in some artists that I enjoy and nothing pops up. And I'm like, oh, that sucks. But you just find something else where you're like, all right, I can listen to that. And I've gotten some music that I'm like, sounds cool because you get a 10-second, like, preview of it, and there's some songs I'm like, oh, this sounds all right, and I get it. I'm like, oh, this sucks. I'm like, man, why did I download this? I'm like, well, I can't go back now, so
yeah,
it's just too late.
Dude, that's so great. You guys are both, you and Daisy are both too young to know anything about this, but since I'm old, you mentioned that preview, and when I was in like high school, we're talking like the early 1990s, and I think it was Barnes & Noble. It was one of the bookstores. It might have been Borders, one of those, you know, big bookstores they used to have back the day. And this is before, you know, MP3 players or iPhones or any of that. They used to – you go into a little booth in the bookstore and you could select, like, through a music library and you'd get, like, 20 seconds of free preview for each song. You'd put on, like, these communal headphones that – some homeless guy might have just used, you know.
Probably. But, you showered, and you're like, oh, okay.
You know, but back then, no one was concerned with ear hygiene. It just, the ears, you know, you wash your face, the ears just never got really cared about that much. So it was okay, a little crusty sometimes. But that was like when you're poor and you couldn't, you know, because we had to pay like $18 for a cassette tape, you know, album. When you're like, you know, a poor high school kid, that was like social hour. You'd go and hang out with your friends and listen to free music clips. That was like super cool for me. The other kids were out partying. And so I can relate.
That's crazy. Yeah. To see kind of the time frame. of just kind of what you guys were doing. Like nowadays, you see people walking around with touchscreens. Like music is easily streamable. But back then, you're like, oh yeah, I had to buy the whole album. I had to put it in this little cassette player and then hit play.
And you know, it's even back in prison 10 or 12 years ago, there was no tablet there, you know, and there was no JPEG. People were having to write letters, which were a lot easier to do back then because there wasn't so many restrictions and all these rules that the places are putting in. But now you got JPEG, which is where people can find you. So if they search for your inmate number there in Idaho, it's 134241 if you go to jpay.com, or you can get the app and get in touch with, it'll say Zachary Lopez. Don't call him Zachary unless he pisses you off. Call him Zach, 134241. If you do want a snail mail, ISCC PO Box 70010, Boise, Idaho 83707. You just put his name and that number, 134241, and that'll get to you as well. Have you had anyone at all write you to this point?
I have, actually. Yes, I have, and it's been quite enjoyable to, you know, see someone reach out, only because, you know, different people from different places, whether it's in a different country or just here in the United States, it's good to kind of see the difference and how they may view talking to somebody in here. I've been enjoying that, and it's been helpful as well, you know, because sometimes, I mean, we all understand you feel a little forgotten in here. You know, I mean, you have your family, but it's good to have someone out there who might be able to understand and relate to you in some sort of way.
And now you're going to have all these beautiful Hispanic women that love menudo and tamales, and they're going to be, Zach, I love your traditions in prison.
They will. Or they might be texting me in Spanish. I'm like, hey, man, my last name is Lopez, but I don't speak any of it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
We're going to have to find a translator in here and be like, hey, what does that say?
Oh, man, you have to pay him a soup to translate it.
Yep, exactly. Well, then they're going to repeat it back to me in Spanish. I'm like, that didn't help me, dude. Like, I need it in English. Let's go Spanish to English, not Spanish, and then speaking to me Spanish. I'm like, what are you doing?
What type of person do you ideally want to meet through penpals.buzz?
I mean, honestly, just a wide range of people. You know, I mean, I am also looking for someone special, but just, you know, friends as well. You know, this whole journey, you kind of restart, you know, and it's good to have people out there that you can kind of restart with, you know, so someone who's energetic, you know, maybe a little outspoken, but also just mainly has a lot of understanding is right. Really what comes down to it, because it takes a specific type of person to reach out to someone in here, regardless of, you know, what they're here for. It's nice to have someone who can relate. I mean, I kind of sound kind of repetitive, but that's initially what it is.
I always find it interesting that people both inside and outside, you know, everyone's in there for something they did. And yet everyone wants to compare that my crime's not as bad as yours. At the end of the day, I guess that's up for the judge, not for me or anyone else to decide who's quote unquote worse than the other guy. You know, and then they're coming to a pen pal site, right? And they're listening to a Christmas podcast episode. So have some compassion, people, right? Don't just judge everybody.
Exactly.
I mean, you're coming here to write inmates, and you're being like, oh my God, he's a criminal.
You're like, yeah, well, that's kind of the whole process of this, you know, that we're here because we all did something, you know. I mean, don't be too shocked.
Merry Christmas, buddy. Zach Lopez, 134241 in Idaho. JPay.com is the best way to get you. Thanks so much for calling in, man.
Of course. I appreciate your guys' time. Thank you. And you guys have a wonderful Christmas.
And I don't know if you understand this, but Feliz Navidad.
Yes, Feliz Navidad.
And thanks for everybody for joining us. Our final show of 2024. We appreciate you being here. We hope that you'll join us in 2025. If you'd like to be a guest on the Prison Pen Pal podcast, just email us at podcast@penpals.buzz, or you can call 888-273-6725. That's 888-2-PENPAL. I need some eggnog.